Chelik Yutes, Parshas Veschanon, Sicha Aleph. The Rebbe stellt sich da in the Sicha, when you what the Alter Rebbe says in the beginning of Hilchus Talmud Torah, and so bereits sich Shein Rambam, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to teach your children. And the obvious question is, obviously that's true, but L'chura, that only comes after you learn Torah yourself. So the first thing should have been that you learn Torah yourself, and then teach that to your children. Why is the beginning the fact that you teach Torah to your children? The reason for this is because a mukher for learning Torah from the pasuk is the pasuk v'shinatam levanecha, which obviously pshutei k'mashmoi speaks about teaching your children. Why is the Torah saying it in the eifim v'shinatam levanecha? It's chapter the tzvei shaylas. Number one, to say that of the halachas by the Alter Rebbe and the Rambam, the lechura first should have been when you get learning yourself. On Svetans, going even further, the pasuk. As a sheet, the pasuk v'shinatam levanecha is clear. Over the pasuk itself, is a mitzvah to teach your children. But if that's from the mekedes to learn teira, if it's free to have stein as we're learning, or nochdem dos to learn an echit, learn an alein, or learn a mitandere, why do we jump right away to the idea of v'shinatam levanecha? And to explain this, so the Rebbe stelt sich in Sif Gimel, and the Rebbe digs deeper into the klalos the kechiyov of lumu teira, and how it is in contrast to a mitzvah. And the nekudas advarim is azeh. Mitzvahs is ha'inyan fun, the way the Rebbe says it over here, is bedugmas ha'inyan fun haloshon v'agavre tutufin chepze. In other words, mitzvahs is not so much about the person's experience and the person's elevation, but rather the idea of mitzvahs is that Rebbe's kavon afir tzichadurch. Obviously, when a person fears Doruch the Ebishes Kavanah, he also gains a certain bittul, he also gains a certain elevation, but that would be like a side effect to the Iker of the Mitzvah. And the Iker of the Mitzvah is, as the Ebishes Kavanah fears Doruch. Tifergeret, seken amol zayin, that a person is doing a Mitzvah within his own body. He's putting tefillin on his hands. When azal chenoch Mitzvahs, which are happening within the person, ken zayin Mitzvah that he's being mevader as nefesh Bahamas, kadosh atzcho mutarloch, and so on and so forth. But nonetheless, even then, the kavan is not about his experience. The kavan is not about his elevation. The kavan is fitting through the kavan. It so happens to be that sometimes the kavan is something outside of you, and sometimes the kavan is aver within you or an afshis gezach in you. But it's not about your experience. It's about fitting through the kavan. Efshei yeshleimer that this is the Rebbe's hadgosha bedugmas ha'inyan v'aloshim v'agavre tutuf in chefze. L'chur it's mamash idea of chefze. Why is the Rebbe saying that it's only bedugmas ha'inyan von chefze? Because usually chefze means that it's happening an object outside of you. Over here, it's not. It could sometimes be within you, which is in other settings sometimes referred to as gavra. It's bedugmas ha'inyan von chefze. It's the same way the idea of chefze is that it's not about your experience. It's about it's about the objective. Same to over here. Even when it's happening within the person, it's not about your experience, but rather it's about as the Rebbe's kavana fir tzichadurch. Al kolponim the inyan of mitzvahs is as the Rebbe's kavana fir tzichadurch. Teira, on the other hand, is all about the person's experience. And in order to understand this a little bit better, so lamer makdem zayin abissel bechlal what the vasi der inyan von seichel. Most commonly, people perceive seichel as something like a computer to collect information, to know more information, and more information. And someone which has more information, someone has made this as the mer seichel erhot. Aber semus berbarich in chesidus that does bechlal nish the inyan von seichel. The inyan von seichel is not only to pick up information, but much more than that, the inyan von seichel is to ufhaven sich. In other words, it means like this. We all have a metzias, and our metzias has hagadoras, definitions. Definitions is also which define us, and maybe better said, confine us. There's things that fit with us, there's things that don't fit with us. There's people that fit with us, there's people that don't fit with us. That's why there could even be sometimes that a person has an eiv, someone that fits with him, and chas v'sholom ken zayin, that a person has a sein. People which don't fit with him, people which he can't stand. Midas, in the world of Midas, that's where our Matthias is, that's where we are, and that's where these things, and that's where we feel our definitions of our confinements very, very much. The idea of Seichel is a fakertet tenor. The idea of Seichel is not only from within that main mindset, within that frame of mind, I pick up more information, kilo neimra on a horizontal line. I just grow more and more in that same place. Rather, the idea of seichel is that tenu as a chenzich ufeim. I'm able to really, really be objective. I'm able to really go out of myself and really see the truth, even if it doesn't fit with me, even if I don't like it. I'm able to rise totally beyond myself. And that's why chesidus is madgish that someone's able to see a maile even in his enemy. Yeah, I'll be seichel. Because seichel is a place where you pick yourself up. It's not only that I'm able to go a little bit out of my hagabolas and see things which I don't like. The real union of seichel is that you're able to get to the muskel. In other words, seichel is not only a monologue that I'm here and I think about different askolas. Rather, seichel is really a dialogue, meaning that there's a certain muskel, there's a certain idea. And in seichel is a place where I'm able to raise myself and to bring to my peak, and bring myself to Azaplat, as yen a muskel shined by mirin cup. Beifen as yen a muskel herzich by miran, and yen a muskel viz monzich by em, as e firich zich. Obviously, there's many madregas in this. Some people only let the muskel shine in themselves with a narrow window. Some people more, and some people even more. And obviously, the more hafshotadik someone is, in other words, the more abstract you are, the less you have to fit things according to your metzias, unless you're taking things from your metzias. Rather, the more you're able to skip and swim out of your metzias, see the emes kamesha hu, and let that emes shine in you and direct you, the mer sichli a person is. Yeah, beifen, that you could be a person which knows a lot of information, but being that he's stuck in his metzias, he's not a sichli at all. And there could be someone which maybe doesn't have so much information, but his tenu is as a kenzich ufeben, and I can head an epistecher for them, and thus can shine him by him, and that would make him more of a sichli than the one which has much information. Al-Kopon, so the tenu of seichel is not staying within yourself, but rather going beyond yourself, and sich onkommen zu der emes, and losen jener emes shining in dir. In the words of the Rebbe, on page 41, the first column, that the idea is, sein seichel, the mensch soll mit sein seichel verstehen und vereinigen sich mit dem Muskel. Nicht wählen es für in sich, wie es will sich em, nur suchen der emes von der Askol. Which is again, Mutgish, it's not only that he thinks about certain things, he studies certain things, he's analyzing certain things, but rather he's reaching the Muskel, and he's not fitting the Muskel according to himself, but he's letting that Haskola, for what he, on his terms, shine and direct him. Then the Rebbe says in the brackets, Umevatel zayin ritzeini buzeh. And maybe, as the Rebbe meint azogin is, that one of the simin of seichel is, in other words, maybe pshutei shel mikra mamish is, that you don't let your ratzon get in your way, rather you're looking for the truth and let the seichel, let the seichel guide you. But after afilu nachmer, it's not only how you get to the seichel, it's a result of the seichel. The simin that you really got to the seichel is that your behavior changes. As I mentioned, ongekumen to the seichel, the seichel shined in them, the seichel heard zichon by them, there has to be some kind of change. He can't be the same person. He's mevatel etzene, and fear tzich lei to yenemes lei tiana seichel. Unebnisht is a ray that he's not a real sichli. He didn't really get to the seichel. Was worried to really get to the seichel. He shined by mevatel andershin kop. Is kenenish blive and viers given freer. He can't stay the same person. So I'll call upon him. If the inyan in mitzvahs is just firin durcha kavona, never mind who I am. The whole idea of seichel is about you, and you connecting and elevating and attaching yourself to Yen and Muskul and letting him shine within you and direct you and bring you to new heights and new places. The Ebesha created us with a certain tchuna, with a certain chush, that we're able to raise beyond ourselves and reach certain muskolis and let them shine with us, within us and guide us. Such a thing is l'chure and ganzen impossible. And maybe if running them come in the kudis, maybe the let's divide this into three. Ersten darum reden the geder von teira alein, and the pela aluchur. It's impossible to be able to reach a inyan von teira. Zweitens mele ebazei vi taka kemer de grechen inyan von teira. And what has to be the hakdama v'yaseid to reach teira? And drittens after the hakdama v'yaseid, how you reach teira? Vi darv zayin de limud teira alein. Well, number eight in the ersten kudis. And again, to recap, Merdeidin al Seichel is not only you standing in your place and analyzing and studying certain things and having enough patience to really study it properly. Rather, the tchun of Seichel is halo, ruach ha'odam e'elehi l'mayla. That a person goes out of himself and degrech the muskel. When the muskel shined by him or feared by him. Churav and tzeretzich vegen teira, such a thing is impossible. Because teira is chachmas v'shal gadosh baruch hu. Teira is and chachmas v'shal gadosh baruch hu b'chlal is b'li gvul. I'm Gulum Bligvalar Bein Arech. And because you came back up a chamer, Madlach in a 7 ounce cup, you can't fit in 8 ounces as much as you push. Now Nivra, which is mukbul, to try to fit in something which is bleak vul, is l'chur in ganzen impossible, something which is not begedar metzias. That's number one. Befrat, like the Rebbe's masber in Tanya, that it's not only that the Eibishter is chochma, rather huva chochma se yechad, huva tzein yechad, v'meil kum teis, hazin der Eibishter is chochma, scheint, gefind sich der Eibishter allein, which is a whole different level of bleak vul, vein kaim mekeme el harich baze, but it's not only chochma from the Eibishter, it's huva chochma se yechad, it's gar anders. So, such things are totally not within the realm of the Nivra, not within the capacity of the Nivra. Within a person, he reaches certain things which are beyond the seichel, and he can't even begin to fathom them. To reach them in Eifan as kochem bayam and shining bayam, and these are things which are mugbul. And to that, when he gets there, it's impossible. Like the Rebbe says in Sicha, that's mitzuyin to the chelik tezvav vayeshev Chanukah. That is mikoshkem pila bekupa de machta, madoch pila bekupa de madoch a pils the mugbol de gezach. Nonetheless, it's mufra that it should go bekupa de machta to the extent that even becholim you can't even imagine such a thing. That a nivra mugbelas zalken and teifas ein ayin from teira seemingly which is ayin from believable is in ganzen and ganzen impossible. Elamai, this is the special kunz of teira. The grace of Mephis von Teira, which the Alter Rebbe explains in Perek Dalid, and Musver Barich in Chassidus. And that is that the Eibishter through Teira gave us a maton. He did the impossible. And that is that in Teira, the Eibishter, the Eibishter gave us a handle, and the Eibishter gave us a possibility, as mir nivroim zal kenen haben at fisse, und der gerechen a platz, as der Eibishter allein scheint in nuns und hört sich an in nuns. In other words, even though obviously that the Teira that we're learning is a certain mukbudik esvara, we're learning a sheish and agach zapara, sheish and agach zapara is a mukbudik esvara. A gay can't say chvashtein. Edeler, but even a svara in chesidus, a maimer chesidus, das skolosh bezay is echad a mukbudik esach. And das is a zach was man can chvashtein. Now, if you left, a gay can't say chvashtein. But in truth, all these things are only mishalom. Like the Wisdom Eimer, the Yevil of Shmalchus in Tevayer Purim, that Sa'alta Yin from Mishal Akadmaini. The Tevayer is a Moshel. And the same way a Moshel is only a Levush Farden Nimshel. Al Derech Zeh, all the Svaris and all the Nyonim that we're learning in Tevayer, they're only Mishal. And really, in Zeh Shtek, the Rebbe Shtrale. As we all know from the Maimer V'yadaita. That when the Rav gives a moshel, so the Talmud heard not dem moshel, but in dem moshel gefind sich dem nimshel, and the Talmud, the Rav sees it right away, and the Talmud senses it also right away, and eventually he sees it when the heretos in apnimis dikinayfen. Al derech zeh, every time we're learning Teira, the Teira that we're learning is just a moshel, the Teira that we're learning is just a levush, and in dem Teira was heretzichon, was steckt sich, and it's not only in a makiv dikinayfen, a neifen that we can just schmecken. When the fear tunes and it shapes us and it guides us, is the air itself. Based that we learn Teira, shine by yuns and hurts by yuns, Rebbe Shtralein. And this is something which is unique in Teira. The Rebbe Reta, a geshmak of art, the Hemshel is that this is why Teira starts with a base. In the Sikh of Chelik Tzav Bereshis, which the Rebbe is also assigned to in this Sikh. Yeah, the Teira by all starts with a base. Mashenkin, when they were metargam the Teira for Talmi HaMelech, then they were Elokim Bara Bereshis. By Talmi HaMelech, the Teira started with Aleph. The Rebbe at Arichis Advarim, but the Nekudah the Rebbe says, and again, when Yenenu is a Zeh. By Ayid, the Teira, the Zer Lerent, Haskol of Zer Lerent is base, number two. This is only a Levush. The Muhus from Teira, Vasi Teira Be'emaz, is the Eirin Sofas Shant in Teira. So everything he's learning is second. Because that's in order Levush. What's zuchter beemes? What's his real goal in Teira? The Aleph in Teira. And what's the Aleph in Teira? The Eirin Sof, the Likus, the Shain Tano Chanant. Now that when you're talking about Talmi HaMelech, when you're talking about a Geis, Farkert, by him, thus is the Aleph. He's like, when a Rav gives a Moshel, so in the Moshel shined the Ganze Levush. Oh, but this is only for who the Rav gave the Moshel to. For someone which was some of us have nishkin kesher simrav. He says every time the moshul is not a yad to the nimshul. The moshul is not an achiz of itzah onkum usum nimshul. Sekata ma'ase umerfin amhatur nish. So by a yid haskol of enteir vasar learned this is out of the base. Unim them shined by em kocht by em der aleph. Hashem by tal me amelach by the goyim dosi der aleph. This is their final goal. This is by us teir the haskol that we learn is a means. By them it's an end. Merfin them hopem zinish. And this is a unique, special kayach that the Eibusha gave Dafke Yidden. And when they learned Torah, it's an achizis and a handle was through them. Erin sof marmish can shine in zeh. In Torah's achizis, we see this beif in Mukhshi, that afilu as is l'chura haskola and a mesuda de kezach. The intensity and the power that you have in that haskola is much, much more than haskola. And as I divra l'kim chayim, alikuz was kocht and shines and stoops, much, much more than any haskola. And the Amitis in Yonim says that in Gans Teira, Eich in Igla de Teira. As in Yedish Tikol Teira is Faran Eir and Sof and Faran Alikus. When a person learns Teira, does come Darain in the Mensch and Nehmt them Durch. And Mechalchul Besege. And Macht them to Zayin Gora Andere Mensch. And so Kum Teira is that the idea of Teira is a real Kunst. It's giving a possibility that a person, so by M can and shine in something which is way, way beyond his capacity. And then the Rebbe Masber, the Vinosan Lanu is Teirasi. Teir is really a matana. It's not something that we're able to earn. It's not something which is b'chal within our capacity. It says, Rebbe Shabachas de Agodl, Zborcha Borna Mikol Amim, Vinosan Lanu is Teirasi, enabled, as be Unzel Shainen, Epis Goran, there's something totally not within our means, something totally not within our category. And then the Rebbe Echet Masber, a Medrish, a Gemara, which says that Meshe Rabbeinu came out in Teir, Meshe Rabbeinu, a Yolem Teiro Mishakcho. Until the Eibushter and the son of Leib Matana. Meshe Rabbeinu kept on forgetting until the Eibushter gave it to him as a Matana. The obvious shaila is, Meshe Rabbeinu learned Teira until then also. So until then he wasn't forgetting. Now Mita Mokum Matan Teira was forgetting. Vas Darf Tos Menen. And the beer is the Poshet. Till then, the Teira that we're learning was a Teira which is Begeder and Nivra. Teira which is Begeder and Nivra can a Nivra Teif Ezein. So why should they forget? Now, by Matan Teira is Gevaran Anay Azach. That in the Teira stek der Eibushter. Till then, their Teira was Aleph. Their Teira was the end. Merfin the Mamzinish Gat. Now it became Beis. When in them shined an Aleph. And this is something which is totally Bein Arech. This is something which is not Begeder and Nivra Kenemen. So, Meshe Rabbeinu, Hayolei Meteira Meshakcha. Till the Eibishter and his son, Olei Bematona. The Eibishter gave a Matona, Bematon Teira, Azayid, Ken Bem Shainen, Alikus Mamesh, the Eibishter Alein Ken Shainen. And he feels it through a Levush, through a Moshel, the Teira that he's learning. Aber in the Moshel, Herzich on the Nimshol, the Alikus was shined. Al Kolponim, what's Merzog in der Vaile is, that Bechlau, the Tchun of Seichel, is to go beyond yourself and see the Emes, and the Emes all by your Shining. And in Teira, it's not only that you're seeing an Emes, which might be Berech to you, but rather in Teira, is you're able to raise yourself and bring yourself to a place as a Likus Mamish, so can a Shining in there. Versteht sich, that the Riber Montes Agor Greis Achon, Beprotius. The truth is that for yet the seichel was zol nerzayin, man zech a certain bittul. As Reuven will head in zech tzutzer Shimon, so if Reuven's sticking his guns, so he's gonna hear Shimon through his perspective. He's not really gonna hear Shimon. In order for him to hear Shimon, he has to put himself aside and listen to Shimon, and only then is he able to head in what Shimon zokt. This is true even within Reuven v'Shimon. Kol shekem v'kavachemir when we're talking about a Rav Talmud. Rav Talmud b'frat a Rav Talmud al pechsidus, which a Rav is bein harich. So the Talmud of Zitzim is a full of bittle, as if it's a musber in the Mamor in Barichas, because were he to, if you the Darv Zichufeben, the Rav is Be'en Arech, so if the Talmud is not the total bittle, is the Talmud is the Tanish Zayin Ken Keli, it's a Shehar in the Flaw from the Rav, Darv Zichin Gantzen Avekleigen, and Shteim with a full of bittle, Yosef Be'emsa, Zitzim with a Gresa Yira, and to totally go beyond himself and to write, become totally, totally objective and leave all his hanochas gdumus and herem der emes, bis der herzer bei dem rav, and to give room as der hecher emes, der gresser emes, so by kennen and by him shine and ufir. And versteht sich, as chala meis is vini shvi, and we're talking about a bittel, wie Reuven herzich des Roshimin, to even a talmid where herzich zu zum rav, so kein emes er bein arech is das nicht. Und wie bald azei, it's as long as you're flexible, as long as you're not entrenched in your materials, as long as you're really listening, noch a bissel bittel, noch a bissel bittel, it's still enough of a bittel for the seichel to work. because das was the hersek su is also something which is gider an erich, which gives there an art. Meila is even with you, even from within your art, even from within your metzias, is enough room as is ken having yena seichels as ken having yaderemes. Anders different is on is when we're talking about verbinding sich mit neibishen. Also neibishen soll sich heren bei dir. Is the Rebbe doesn't give room for anything else. By the Rebbe Shter shines that the Rebbe says Tanya in a kedusha shayde elav mashabot latzis barach. By the Rebbe Shter shines the embas for neinid movade. And if someone is sticking his guns and feels sich epes etvas ametzias, is mit them is ena nivu hu yichelim lander. Mit them he's not giving room. Velei sechal l'shem kodshi. He's not giving room as a likuzel in a shayne. He's not giving room as a likuzel zechenem beem dehen. V'meila if he falls down in a bittel yedem omel learn seichel. By yada seichel, he's been tzeretzich when he gets learned in Torah. He's a bitul gargar in the underiven. Like the Rebbe says later in the sicha, that it's a darv zayin a bitul lemaila mitam vedas. In page 42 in the second column, as a darv zayin a bitul lemaila mitam vedas. In other words, the akdomet alum with the Torah is in the words of chesed is bitul mitzias. As a mensch feels sich nyanten nicht kein Metzies. Eber feels sich eppes an Metzies. That itself gittem nicht kein Ort, as will kenne lernen Tera. As bei ihm der Eber schuss sich kenne der Herren. So has to first start off a bit as in ganzen nicht kein Metzies. Und in ganzen feels sich nicht. And he's akot and mamish. And he's here. And he's again nor dem Eber. And this is the necessary, a mandatory, a chona, a yeseit, a gedome, that a person should be able to bechal ken and sutrogen in onkomen bin again to learn in Tera. Aber, even though this is obviously the Yisayid, in the words of the Rebbe, the Yisayid v'hagdom to learning Torah, but it's exactly that. It's only the Yisayid v'hagdom. When you're learning Torah, you have to use your seichel. The way you get to Yena Emes is not by skipping your Metzias. The way you get to Yena Emes is by horoving with your seichel, horoving with your Metzias. And as in dying Metzias, on mechaven zayin, so herren and onkomen to the Emes. So, is a mensch v'chtein in eifen from bitul b'metzias, also ein ganzer nicht kein Messias und verhandelt der Eberster, so wird er nicht keinen Ankommen, ist Bechal der Seichel hebt sich nicht an. He has no Messias with which to start being Messiagea and developing to climbing higher and higher to the Gerechen Alikus. The middle is the Yisayid Vagdom has to be Bittul Messias. Then slowly a person's Messias has to grow back. And he has to start feeling the Seichel. And now but he has the Yisayid Vagdom is a Messias bottle to some degree, to a large degree. Und noch einmal verhorven, und horvet, und horvet, und horvet, und learn teil. Und dort hat ein noch ein Bevorenisch. And here becomes, the Bevorenisch is, that now can sein, a chashash, that your Metzius might grow back too much, kilo neymer. In other words, and then it says, and here it's different than a mitzvah. Shalom, and Arduch, fin, and the Vorth, and Teira. Your Metzius, we bald, now you're using your Metzius, and the Vorth is not about skipping your Metzius, no, forget. Your Metzius by emzel sich opolegen, by emzel sich deheren, wie by meibishin kumteis. So even though it's kind of more sign that your Metzius feels sich zu viel, and was brengt sich das heraiset? So the Rebbe gives a dogma. That could be someone says something nicht just a darf sein, at least according to your opinion, and you become upset at him. And it's not only because you're worried about heraiset to come out of chale, you're worried about the kavana likis. But it's also, and the Rebbe says in the brackets, that kaponim eichet, was in isha zevi ba'em kumteis. And after came in the Svas Berzan Hazeh. Now it's kind of an emetzer that he learns Teir, and he's stam for yeshes, he's stam interested in, you know, he's not worried about the Rebbe Shir's kavonim, and as the Rebbe Zolzuch HaRiz bringen, what he's worried about is that the emetzer Zolzuch HaKeret Funem. He's not a mensch b'chlan ishkin sichli. You know, that mensch is probably, he's not connecting to anything higher, he's not picking himself up. He's stuck with a muscle, he's stuck with a lavush, and he's looking for self-simulation and making himself feel good. But he's not a good man. 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 And he's not a race from sich. And he's not a good man. What's the kavanah from the Likus? But together with them, so he feels his Mitzvah is tagging along. And he feels as was er hört da, ist ein bisschen schlecht die kavanah von the Likus. Und bei ihm legt sich das echt nicht. That's also a problem. Why is that a problem? Because the fact that Be'em legs sich Be'em, I feel as Be'em legs sich as Eichnish, it doesn't work with his Metzias also, means he's still feeling his Metzias too much. And if he's feeling his Metzias too much, that means that it might be a little bit of an anchor, maybe a lot of an anchor, he might be still anchored and stuck in his mitzvahs, and not being that bittul vasimansich to be able to connect to Likus. And this is the very, very fine balance vasimansich and tera. On one hand, you have to use your mitzvahs. On the other hand, you always have to bavarin that while you're using your mitzvahs never becomes anything different, anything else than that. Your mitzvahs should only be a vifus in the gate to learn them tera. And not any more than that, which that might become an anchor and for care to become a stid as mizokana learn in Teira. In the Sikha, the Rebbe is mitzayin to on the bottom, again, the Sikha in Chel Tzvav Yeshev. So the Rebbe Redartin, that it's bedugma with the Baal Shem Tov says, Vestartim Vavadatim. Zviner Vestartim, Yishem Vavadatim. Someone's not Gansim the Rebbe there, he's a shame Vavadatim, he's a shame Ayin from Vedezara. The Rebbe says, Al Derech Zeh, Mayim Einbe, Nechoshim Vakravim Yeshbe. Mayim is Ayin from Teira, is Bittl. Ayid af learn a teira mit bittel. As nish mit bittel, nechashim v'akrab. So right away nish teira. And that's a very fine balance because on one hand, while you're learning teira, you have to use your mitzvahs. On the other hand, you have to avoid that using your mitzvahs shouldn't be a hurdle to fill, which then it becomes a stira, a fakert from the minyan teira. Ukenal, because whole minyan teira is a chuf eben. And lozen, as the remes from the likus erscheinen, and the remes from the likus mont, as we zlen ganzen nish hoben kem mitzvahs. So you have to have your mitzvahs, not a vifil, so it's a chuf eben, but an ace mitzvahs. And if your mitzvahs is too much there, that becomes a stira. Befeirish da derebe retes nish. Vazish teit bekamim bekemes, and l'churis de kavana de echet. These two betulim was manenzich. The betul was manenzich as hagdome v'yeseita limud ha-teira. And the betul was manenzich b'shas limud ha-teira. Are hopo ha-talya. They're verbunden ene mit den zweiten. And in poshete v'eter azeh. If all a person has is the bitul you have before learning Torah is bitul mitzvahs, bitul ma'ala matam v'das. The bitul that someone has during learning a Torah is k'vayochol bitul ayesh. He has the mitzvahs, but he's being machniyat and keeping it in touch and in check to if Tommy them nervous rebbe shavil and not anything else. If someone his whole horizon is bitul, his yesed is bitul ayesh hotem mitzvahs, and. And Elamai is using with it to do what the Eibusher wants. But why does he have a Mitzvah? His Yisayit is Eretak Hatam Mitzvah. And now Pukti is using Mitzvah to do what the Eibusher wants. He's demot, can he, is he shayach that he should limit his Mitzvah to do only what the Eibusher wants? If I attack after Mitzvah, my Mitzvah is Takam Mitzvah. So, yeah, if two pours out for an Eibusher, why shouldn't they also do what my Mitzvah wants? So, Muzayin as the Hakdam of Yisayit is Bitzel Mitzvah. Well, it's not Pshat I have a Mitzvah. I was a man who feels like in ganzen garnished. But that's the Agdama you say to learn Torah. Noch dem, as I heard them, Elamai, the Rebbe Shavuot Habich Mitzias, Habich Mitzias Eichet. But what's my Mitzias for? Not because it's my Mitzias. I have a Mitzias because, well, that's in the Gefer, the Gavon of the Rebbe Shter. In the words of the Rebbe, which the Rebbe always said, Ani lein yivreisi el l'shamash eskeni. Ya, Ani lein yivreisi chob nish gaiten kem Mitzias. So matzach l'shamash eskeni, l'shamash eskeni. The male said, then, because I have that, you say, Vagdama for learning Torah, because I start off as if I'm ganz and garnished. So, demult, when I start learning Torah, so, even though I'm feeling my Mitzvahs, Herz Zichon, that even B'shas Maisa, while I'm feeling my Mitzvahs, why is my Mitzvahs here to Din the Meirish? The male, I'm able to limit it, as is Zazayin, Nari Vifos negates Din the Meirish, or Nishta Horalemer. In other words, if someone's going to say, I don't have the etzem, you say it v'agdomet learning Torah. But if you learn Torah, when you learn Torah, I'm going to learn it, not if I had the memes, or nish, not to let my mitzvahs get involved. It's impossible. Because if you talk about mitzvahs, you prefer your mitzvahs to get involved. How not? It's a muzayin, the etzem v'yisayin. It has to start off with a bigger picture. As v'chim in gansan yishda. And then, afilu v'nich bin do, ken ich prashen, as far vasi der do, filin duch du ebishis kavon, un nish tahor lemer. In which over here, it comes out interesting. Mitzvahs, was man sich bei den Menschen nicht als ein größer Bittl. Es ist nur ein Führer durch Dabisch, es ist nicht gegen den Person's Bittl. Bishas doing the Mitzvahs, Alpha became Bishas doing the Mitzvahs, is the Verta Bechol als ein Tunnel von Bittl. It's not about me, it's about Führer durch Dabisch's Kavana. Taylor, which called in Yoni's Bittl, as a Mensch, the Verta Bottom, the Mensch, the Verta Yuchim in Dabisch there, aber wie bald der Bittl has to come through his Mitzvahs, so through learning the Taylor, that itself could create problems. That itself could create not only problems. For cares from the bitl, as I mentioned, films like mitzvahs. So, meila during teira, semantzich hasach mer. It's not enough to have the yaseid v'agdome, but during the learning teira, you always have to time yourself and check yourself to make sure as semuchuvin, as seiz, Which this union is not only a theoretical union, but has to have many, many dugumois in via Yid Laren Teira. In the Sichin Chil Tezvav, the Rebbe brings that the Rebbe Dafim HaMeitz is in Dibur B'Peh. Why is it so important that you should talk while you're learning Teira? Because the Teira does not mean Bittl. I mean, the first part is that you talk, even though it's Nish Gishmak. The Rebbe Dafim is B'Fedish Dartin, your Teira is not only Vita Laren Tvasid Yir Gishmak, but rather it's gated, you're ready to take it down to vid the Eibush's Kavani is, even though it's not your Gishmak, because even while you're learning Teira, it feels like Badira Bittl. The Rebbe speaks to Hamshech Lissicha, and Binufel Levecha Al Tismach, that even when you schlock someone up, if you don't feel any Gishmak in them, Tzvei Zachen. Number one, you don't feel any Gishmak in them, because in again, Norat Rebush's Kavani fear Zichdurch, and not your Evecha, and Das Vazer is Gefal, and Das Nyatan Gishnege. And number two, Ibald, it's not Pshat that you're thinking about it from the lenses of your Metzias, of Mele, if Zierich Kumitais Mitai Metzias, and Ish Kumitais Mitai Metzias. Rather, you're thinking about it from the lenses of the Ebush there. Yisrael, there's a place which is much more abstract. Yeah, the tiefer you go, the more mufshit things are. Yisrael is that then we can see gefinnen as ein svare hat er tak nicht la halacha or auf kaponim is es ege da svare sag was tegen nord und elu velu die wir lekim gaim. Yeah, with this Rebbe's Masbir, the two questions we asked in the beginning of the Sicha. Number one, the chiyuv of learning Teda comes with teaching children. Well, azay derf delum teira zayin. This is the etzem v'yaseid from limud teira. As melernt mit kinder. In ganzen nicht. Azay v'akind, which is a bitul ma'ilim mitam v'das. Aderech zay filt sich noch anan. That was a yin from learning teira. It's a bitul ma'ilim mitam v'das. That's number one. And number two, v'shinantam luvanech. I'm sorry. The same way the yaseid v'ak. The same way you learn as a child is as far as we feel them seichel. What's the first chiva teira you had, the way you learned as a child? What's the SMV you said? Halei meteira yeled. As even learned me that kind, but the full complete bittle. Nachdem v'shinantam luvanecho. Why did the Pasuk say v'shinantam luvanecho? Dar etch the tzveite you said. Driven nachdem v'du b'sa godl. And to learn shen teira. Du b'snish den kotten was learned. Du b'is der godl was learned. Du b'is der godl was learned. Dar zayim v'shinantam luvanecho. It has to be as in den lernen hert sich on a bittle. V'meila learns to mitandere and tus to mitandere v'chulu v'chulu. Gered esach nekud is sikam advarim is hazeh. The gather from Teira is yichud. The gather from Teira is that yidz zotchen v'arbinim mit neighbors. Number one. V'chul it's impossible. Teira is bein areich. V'meila as andere zachen kem zich v'arbinim z'verstandig. V'arbinim negei Teira. Elamai, this is the Eibishah's Matana. The Eibishah gave us that in the Teira, it's Levushim, Mishodim, Vazurchten, Kamenim, and Onchappen. But the Ribber, the Monsich, them, the Etzim, we said, has to be a bitul Mitzias, bitul Mailam, Mitam Vedas. Well, on them, Eina Niva, Hu Yechilim, Lodr, Eina Kedusha Sheira, Elamasha, Batal, Sliz, Baruch. But that can be Baselim with the Teira. Baselim with the Teira is Darf to Nutsun, Mitzias. But though Darf Zain, that the Yesaid from Bitul Mitzias is Peel, even Mishas learns Teira. Kilo, Bitul Ayesh, Midai Mitzias, the Kotzich, and the Learns. Which is Megisah than Bittul Metzias. What's your Metzias for? For feeling the Eibush's Kavana, the Melech is Zayin Narei Vifel, Sehelf Suyana Kavana, and Nish Chas Shalom Epesmer.